We're back one more time with Diane Diekman on I-105. She wrote a book about Marty Robbins, who's in the spotlight tonight here on The Time Machine. Diane, we've been talking about his music, but let's talk about his racing career. What can you tell us about Marty Robbins as a NASCAR driver?
He got into NASCAR through the racing in the Fairground Speedway in Nashville, and his first NASCAR race was in 1968, and then he worked his way up. And he didn't drive very often, and he didn't always have a car, but he put a lot of money into having a NASCAR vehicle. And his highest finish was number five in Michigan. And the other drivers thought sometimes he could have done better, but he wasn't out there to win. He was just out there to have a good time, and he said, they were trying to win. They needed the money from those races. He was just doing it for fun. He was just happy to be out on the track, and he felt really gratified that they treated him as an equal, as one of them.
Okay, now he had different numbers from his race cars over the years. Any particular reason those numbers?
He started out with 777. When he went to NASCAR, he got number 43, which had been a Petty number, one of the Richard Petty, his dad, I think. And then he drove that for several years. And then when Kyle Petty was going to drive, then Marty thought that number should go back to the family, so he offered it back to them. And then he went to number six for the last several years.
Now, I read a story, I think it was in your book, about Marty Robbins saved a famous NASCAR owner's life when he was a racer. What's that about?
Richard Childress, yes. And Richard gives credit to Marty for saving his life, because he had spun out and there was a crash in the middle of the track, and Marty came at them, and he would have run right into Richard's driver door, but he took the wall instead, and he turned up and smashed into the wall to avoid hitting Richard Childress's car.
Wow. Did Richard ever talk to him about that, thank him for saving his life, and maybe ask for a song to be written about him or anything?
Well, I don't know, but I did interview Richard when I was working on the book, and he, I'd seen it in a magazine article, and Richard definitely gave Marty credit for not running into him.
Well, Diane, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us tonight. Again, the book is The Life of Marty Robbins, 20th Century Drifter by Diane Diekman. Go into Diane's website, dianediekman.com, dianediekman.com. Anything else you want to say, Diane?
No, I just think Marty was a great talent. I've heard other musicians say that they couldn't sing his music as well as he did. He often grumbled because other people didn't record his songs, but he didn't understand that when Marty Robbins had sung a song, it had been sung, and people felt like they couldn't measure up to his recordings, which is one of the reasons they didn't do much of his songs, is what musicians have told me.
Well, thank you again, Diane. Is your book available also on Amazon?
It is. It's an e-book also. It can be downloaded.
Well, thank you very much. It was a pleasure talking to you tonight, and thank you for telling us about Marty Robbins.
Well, I certainly enjoyed it. Thank you for calling me.
Here's Marty Robbins with Big Iron, a request for Greg in Lititz on I-105.
To the town of our free, rode a stranger one fine day.